Welcome back to Flemba by Jamie Smart. Chapter 3. The carrot is important.
Dev's gonna fix it!
Sam jumped up and down the spot. Please, Dev. Dev's mother's voice was sterner now. Not another dangerous invention.
Dangerous? Pfft, as if.
Dev wafted his hand as though the word itself was a bad smell. Then he crouched down in front of Sam and whispered in his ear, "What I have planned is going to be dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Do you think Space Fleet are up to such a dangerous mission?"
You want us to help?"
Sam said as the Space Fleet huddled around him. "Yes, I do." Dev stood tall held his fist against his chest. "Well, I, Lieutenant Dev, I'm on my mission. Space Fleet will have a mission of their own. Are you with me?"
"We're with you!"
They all cheered in unison.
Excellent. Now, hang on. Didn't there used to be more of you?"
Sam's smile fell off his face. "There used to be loads. Space Fleet had 27 cadets last year." Alice, the tallest member of the Space Fleet, moaned, her cardboard box helmet just balancing on top of her head. "But none of our missions to go into space ever worked, so..." Reginald, a colander wedged onto his thick, curly hair, huffed defiantly.
"So they all left. Well, good. We didn't want them anyways."
Arto, the smallest of them all, who had drawn all over her own face for some reason, frantically waved her arms.
"We Space Feet! We Space Feet! Space Feet!"
They all joined in, stomping around in a circle before collapsing in a fit of giggles.
"Well, Space Feet, you're more than enough."
Dev beamed.
"These are your orders. I expect you to follow them to the letter."
He knelt beside Sam and whispered in his ear. Then did the same to Alice, Reginald, and then Arto.
"Do you understand your missions?"
"Yes, sir, Space Fleet, fall in line!"
Sam cheered, hardly able to contain himself.
"We have our orders. Meet back here in 20 minutes.
"Go," Dev grinned.
"For the sake of the galaxy, go, go!"
And with that, each cadet ran from the marketplace, a trail of excited giggles echoing in their wake. "Dev," he felt his mother's hand on his shoulder, "promise me you won't. I'll be back
with a carrot,"
Dev shouted triumphantly, spinning on his heels and running down narrow alley beside Zeragold's shop.
"The carrot is important."
The alley narrowed and narrowed more before suddenly opening up onto Absalom Lane with all its delicious smelling food shops. Dev leapt over barrels and crates, hopscotched through a gaggle of honking geese, and paused for a moment to marvel at the tall stack of marshmallows in one of the windows, before swinging a hard left down to the cooler shadows of Piketty Road. Down here, the streets were lined with stalls and tables, each selling something completely different from the last. Brooms and brushes at one, miniature cut-halved pigs at another, every size and shape of duck whistle you could ever need at another. The stall Dev was after looked old and tired. The vegetables stacked on it looked old and tired. Its owner, Ventilo, Dev's grandmother, well, she was the oldest and tiredest of all. Small, huddled up in blankets behind the table, her cloudy eyes made huge by the pair of thick glasses. Her skin all crackled like dry mud. Wild purple hair spilling out from beneath her helmet.
Nonna!
Dev stammered, trying to catch his breath.
"Dev?"
Ventilo muttered.
"If this is about coming around for dinner, tell your mother I will. Sometime. End of the year, maybe." No, I need a carrot for Nonna.
"Not a plum?" Ventilo's bony hand felt its way across the stall, passing over dark blue plums, landing on the pears.
"Plums are good this week, not too bruised. Are these plums?"
"A carrot." Dev picked up the least withered carrot he could see.
"Peach,"
Ventilo smiled, holding up a potato.
"They're good for you, Dev."
"No, honestly, a carrot. I don't have much time. I just need this carrot."
I suppose it's better than nothing. Fine, a carrot. She pulled her blankets tighter, all the bangles and bracelets clattering as she did. That, what'll you trade me for it? Dev rummaged around in his pockets. I have a few cob screws, a wire. Nice to me. Please, it's just a carrot. Every carrot is important. Ventolo snatched the carrot back, placing it amongst the apricots. You'll get no family favours here. Fine, fine! How about this? Dev grabbed the potato and pressed the cob screw into its skin. He then picked up a banana, stuck his other cob screw into it, and connected them both with the wire thread. Instantly, the banana began to glow. Ventola's eyes glistened, and then her thin lips fell open. My boy, that's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, she gasped, reaching out and taking a banana from him. It's science, Dev grinned, picking up his carrot. Energy from one, feeding into the other, and now you have a light-up banana. Invention 498, the banana light. Internal banana fibres glow visible through skin. Banana, resulting output 42 FSW, cob screw, wire thread, energy transfer 0.5 kPW, fermenting sprouts improve brightness. Potato, energy 72 FSW diminishing. Light per large potato 36 minutes. Ventolo didn't reply, didn't even look up, didn't look anywhere except at her marvellous banana. Thank you for the carrot, Dev cheered, continuing on down the road towards the lower parts of Eden, towards part two of his amazing plan, the part he wasn't particularly looking forward to. And that's it for today. Thanks for listening, and send in a voice message if you want to.